Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. In general, farm profitability rose in 2020. Ag Country Farm Credit Services CEO Mark Nisley says improvements were seen in working capital and debt levels.
Overall, the year's going to be pretty solid. Now, that said, even though farm income was up last year, a lot of that, as you know, has come from tariff aid and the CFAP and WIP payments and WIP Plus and PPP and a whole bunch of things that are going on out there that have been designed to help producers through, you know, not only this trade war, but also the impacts of COVID-19 and the pandemic on agriculture.
Government payments are not sustainable, but Nisley says the grain market rally will establish a higher starting point for crop insurance and revenue insurance if these prices hold through March. Nisley sees this as an opportunity to look forward and to
steal a term I heard the other day at a virtual conference I attended. It's really kind of a good opportunity to build muscle right now. And that may mean building working capital back up. That may mean, you know, managing debt to asset ratios a little lower when you have an opportunity. And it also means that where necessary, you know, it's an opportunity to replace some equipment and really, you know, kind of reinvest in the business in a lot of cases.
The Ag Country Board has declared a record $64 million in cash patronage dividends for eligible 2020 business. Since 2014, Ag Country has returned nearly $260 million to its members. The patronage disbursements will be paid out in March.
USDA